In Svarno Parshas Vayetze, the shiur this evening is sponsored by Rabbi Yehuda Blank, marking the yard site today of his father, Tzvi Aryeh ben Moshe Halevi. The neshama should have an aliyah. We're going to take a look. There are a number of interesting comments the Svarno makes, unusual comments the Svarno makes, with regard to the opening scene in Parshas Vayetze, the dream of Yaakov Avinu, and everything associated with that. So we'll start off. First, an interesting pshat that he says right in the beginning. Says, "Vayetsa Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, vayelech Harana." He left Be'er Sheva. He went to Haran. Vayifka ba'mokom. He came to the place. So, what's the place? It's very noteworthy that the Hebrew essentially uses the definite article, the word the, in describing mokom. He came to the place. Right, so what's implied by that? So Rashi, of course, quotes from Chazal, the Gemara Pesachim, that Mokom Hanizkar B'Mokom Acher, the place implies a place that's mentioned somewhere else. Hu Har HaMoriah, this is a reference to Har HaMoriah. He came to Har HaMoriah. Shenem Arbo Vayaris HaMokom Erochok. It says by Avraham Avinu, he was on his way to Har HaMoriah. He saw the place, HaMokom, from far away. So this is the same Mokom, says Rashi, again quoting from Chazal, that Yaakov Avinu came to. The Svarno al Derech HaPshat, although we'll see again that the Svarno accepts the identification of Chazal, of the place that Yaakov Avinu was with Har HaMoriah and the future Mokom HaMikdash, the place where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be. But al Derech HaPshat, he offers a very, very interesting interpretation. He says, V'inyan HaMokom, what does it mean, HaMokom, the place? HuMokom Lolun Lo'archim. It was a place that was set aside for guests. Shahayom Esukun Oz B'chol Ir V'ir B'rechov Ho'ir Al Harov. Every city had a Hachnosas Orchim place. Now, where was the Hachnosas Orchim place? Well, by and large, it was somewhere in the street. I guess like a corner that, again, Eretz Yisrael during the summer, you could actually sleep, you know, in an outdoor kind of area without having to worry about extreme cold or rain or anything like that. But he says that every city in those days had a place out in the street in the public that was set up for travelers to be able to stay. V'al kemoze amru hamalochim lelot ki baruchov nolin. That's what the Malachim say when they come to Lot in Parshas Vayera. Don't worry, you don't have to invite us into the house for us to sleep in your house. No, that's fine. Baruchov Nolin, we'll sleep in the street. Now you say that in a modern context, we'll sleep in the street. Rachmano Litzlan, what does that mean? You know, you've got to take a cardboard box and go over to a corner. But the Svarno says they weren't saying anything so extraordinary in that particular culture. It was normal for guests, travelers, going through a particular area to sleep in the street, as opposed to being, if they couldn't find a place, to go into somebody's house. So the place, the mokom, that Yaakov Avinu came to, was a place that was set aside for travelers. It wasn't a random place. And similarly as well, vayikach me'avnei ha-mokom, it says that Yaakov Avinu took from the stones of the place. So again, I think ordinarily we just think, he came to some random place, he looked around, he found some random stones. Says the Svarno, not so. Shahayu muchanos sham la'archim. These were stones that were associated with the place. These were hachnasis archim stones. They were set aside, lecho v'loshevis aleim. They were set aside for people to sit upon and for people to eat on. You almost have this picture of what we have in so many places like our own, like Netilas Yadayim cups, where, you know, there's a Netilas Yadayim cup in the sink, but it's chained, you know, to the sink, that nobody should walk off with it. You almost have this picture of these avonim, these stones that are meant for the archim to use, to sit on, to eat on. You know, they're makeshift chairs, they're makeshift tables, and they're chained, you know, to something in the ground, probably with some little dedication plaque on them. You know, these stones were donated by you know, Bill and Muriel Schwartz, you know, Le'ilui Nishmas so-and-so. I don't know if that's quite the way things were, but you kind of get that impression. Very, very interesting pshat of the Svarno, that again, tells you a little bit about the Hachnasas Archim that was common in those days. Every place, he said, you know, presumably had a place that was set aside for Archim, even a very rudimentary place, and they had, you know, not incredible accommodations, but they had stones, you know, makeshift tables and chairs set aside for these Archim. Okay, so Yaakov Avinu comes to this place, this hotel, if you will, and he has the famous dream. There's a ladder. The Malachim are going up and down. What's the significance of this dream? Well, he's trying to... I think he's just trying to address a basic grammatical point in the Pasuk, meaning it says, Vayivka ba-mokom, you know, in the place. So in other words, Rashi already points out that, you know, it's the place, it's a specific place. So Al Derech HaPshat, the Sfarno says, you know, it means there was a specific place in every town, you know, where people would come, you know, the Archim would come, and they would gather. It's an interesting Pshat, not really connected to any of the other things we're going to say tonight, but again, it's interesting, so I figured I'll start off with that. Okay, so he has the dream. What's the significance of the dream with the Malachim? So he writes as follows. Ki omnom ken yiyeh levasof. The Malachim going up and down the ladder foretells what's going to be in later history. Shesorei ha'umos achar aliyosom yerdu. That the various nations of the world represented by these Malachim will ascend, but ultimately they will descend as well. And giving this pshat in the dream, the Sfarno is simply following one of the many midrashim that describes what the significance of the dream was. And this is not a unique idea from the Sfarno. One of the midrashim says that the malachim olim v'yardim represent the various different nations of the world, particularly the ones that are going to persecute the Jewish people. They will be olim, they will ascend, but yardim, ultimately they are going to descend. And Hinei Hashem Nitzav Alav, the Pasuk says Hashem was standing on top, Kaviyocho. So the significance of that is Hakel Yisborach HaNitzav Lo'ad, that Hashem, who stands, as it were, forever, Lo Yitoshes Amo, is not going to abandon his nation. Right? So the nations will come and go, but you, Klal Yisrael, will remain. That's the message of the dream, according to the Svarno. Ka'amro ki esechala b'chol ha'goyim v'oschalo esechala. As the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, I will cause all of the other nations to ultimately be destroyed, but you, Klal Yisrael, are not going to be destroyed. Now just one, again, overwhelmingly, this is not a unique pshat of the Svarno, but I think there is one point over here which is somewhat unique to the Sfarno, which bears bringing out, and that's the following. If you remember from last week's parsha, so the Sfarno told us that the very pshat in the name Yaakov is exactly this point. That Yaakov means, why was Yaakov called Yaakov? And again, the Sfarno accepts the pshat from Chazal that Yaakov was called Yaakov by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayikra Shmo Yaakov means Hashem. It doesn't mean Yitzchok and Rivka. Hashem called Yaakov's name Yaakov. The significance of Yaakov means that Yaakov is going to be, as we put it last week, a survivor. That he's going to survive, Klal Yisrael is going to survive, even after all of the other nations of the world have passed away. So in other words, what Yaakov sees in this dream is in a sense the personification of his very name. Right, which is a very, you know, it's not surprising that the Sfarno would latch on to this particular interpretation of the dream, where Chazal give multiple interpretations of the dream, because this interpretation of the dream and the pasuk from Yirmiyahu, Os Esechala b'chol agoyev, Oschala Esechala, is exactly the pasuk that the Sfarno had quoted in last week's parsha, talking about the eternity of Yaakov, how Yaakov Avinu and Klal Yisrael are going to survive, you know, despite the fact that all of the other nations are going to come to an end. So Yaakov sees a dream that basically, you know, it points out the significance of his own name. Incredible. So then the Pasuk says, so he sees this vision, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and he says in the dream,
Ani Hashem Elokei Avram Avicho Elokei Yitzchok. I am Hashem, the God of your father Avram, and the God of Yitzchok. Ha'aretz asher ato sholchev oleho, the land upon which you are lying. L'cho etenena ulizarecha. I will give that land to you and to your children. And the Svarno here is bothered by the word l'cho, to you. I'll give this land to you and to your children. Had the Pasuk just said, I'll give this land to you, so it would have been meant in a kind of broad, non-literal sense, meaning I'm giving this land to you, which ultimately you'll pass on to your children. But during Yaakov Avinu's lifetime, it's not really 100% accurate to say that he was the master of Eretz Yisrael. You might have said that he had a claim on Eretz Yisrael, but certainly he didn't have mastery, he didn't have political dominion over Eretz Yisrael. So you want to tell me that he's giving Yaakov Avinu Eretz Yisrael as a promise to his children? Okay, but that's a separate thing. Ha'aretz asher ato sholchev oleho lizaracho etneno. I'm giving it to your children. What do you mean, l'cha ulizaracho? I'm giving it to you and to your children. So the Sfarna has the following comment. L'cha etneno, shetiyya ato nesi Elokim bekerev Yoshveha, kemo shehoyu Avram v'Yitzchak. You, Yaakov, will be recognized as a nesi Elokim, as a man of God in the midst of the population, as Avram and Yitzchak were so recognized. Now again, this goes back to a theme. I mention this because this goes back to a theme which we saw last week in the Sfarno. So as the Sfarno continues the same theme through his interpretation. The Sfarno in last week's Parashah told us, had said, why is it that Yitzchak Avinu wasn't allowed by Hashem to leave Eretz Yisrael? So the Sfarno said, because each of the Avos had to stake their claim to Eretz Yisrael, and the way the Avos staked their claims to Eretz Yisrael was to establish themselves as Nesi Elokim, as a prince of God, recognized as a revered personality by the people of the land at that time. Avram Avinu, the Pasuk says, Nesi Elokim Ato B'Sochenu. The Bnei Ches said to Avram, you're a prince of God in our midst. But Yitzchak Avinu had to establish himself among the Plishtim as a person who was a person of stature. He did so when he miraculously was able to produce these bumper crops. Vayizra Yitzchak Ba'aret Sohi Vayivarcheu Hashem Me'al She'arim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Yitzchak Avinu with tremendous abundance. And then, not only was that something that played up the value of Yitzchak Avinu, but it gave him a stake in Eretz Yisrael. So I says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yaakov Avinu, I know right now you're running away, and you're a pauper, keep a makli ovarti as hayarden azeh, you're just walking around with your stick, you have nothing. You know, if you were to tell me today that I'm an Asi Elokim, that I'm a man of God, I'd laugh at you. But I'm promising you, says Hashem to Yaakov Avinu, you're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael, you'll establish yourself as an Asi Elokim, as a person who's revered, a person who has to be reckoned with, and that itself will establish your claim in Eretz Yisrael. L'cha etneno, even during your lifetime, you may not have mastery over Eretz Yisrael, but you're going to achieve that level of Nesi Elokim. When does Yaakov Avinu achieve that? So, the Sfarno doesn't say, but it stands to reason. If you look in Parashas Vayishlach, after it describes the rape of Dinah, it says, Vayi chitas Elokim al ho'amim asher svivoseyem. After Shimon and Levi do what they do to the city of Shechem, it says that the other cities around Shechem were afraid to start up with Yaakov Avinu and his children. So, again, apparently something happened that by that point already, that there was a certain fear / reverence that they had for Yaakov Avinu and his family. Nesi Elokim atah b'Sochenu, you're a prince of God. We were not starting up with you, you know, even after we're upset with what happened. Fine. So Yaakov Avinu sees Hashem tell him this, and then Hashem continues in Pasuk Yudalit and says, V'hoyo zaracha ka'afar ha'aretz, your children will be like the dust of the land, uforatzta yomo v'kedmo v'tzafono v'onegba, you will burst forth westward and eastward, northward and southward. What's the bracha of V'hoyo zaracha ka'afar ha'aretz? So earlier in Chumash, when, for instance, the Ribbono Shalom comes to Avraham Avinu, and he tells him essentially the same thing, that your children are going to be like the dust of the earth, it's very clear from the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham Avinu, your children are going to be numerous. Asher yim yuchal ish limnos es afar ha'aretz, gam zaracha yimoneh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, I'm going to make your children like the dust of the earth, the same way that somebody can't count the specks of dust, that's how numerous your children are going to be. So the question is, of course, why does this have to be repeated to Yaakov Avinu? Avram, you know, he's a descendant of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was given this bracha, so it stands to reason that he's going to get the bracha as well. So perhaps for that reason, the Sforno reinterprets this line. V'hoyo zaracha ka'afar ha'aretz. And he interprets it as follows, and again, this fits in with his whole understanding of the dream and of the very name Yaakov Avinu. Says the Sforno, achar shiyiye zaracha ka'afar ha'aretz, the descendants of Yaakov Avinu being like the dust of the earth, says the Sforno, doesn't mean that they're going to be numerous, at least not in this context. What it means instead is that Yaakov Avinu's children are going to be beaten down. They're going to be degraded like the afar ha'aretz, like the dust of the earth. They're going to be betachlis hashiflus. They're going to be at the lowest rung on the socioeconomic ladder. And yet, what's going to be after that? Oz Tifrot says, Kol Givulos Ha'aretz Asher Ato Shochev Aleha. After Klal Yisrael are beaten down like the dust of the earth, and they're trampled upon, they will somehow burst out, they will burst all boundaries, and they'll expand westward. Yomov Akedmovit Sofonov Onegba. They will expand westward, eastward, northward, southward. As Bilam HaRosha says at the end of his klalos turned brachos, that Klal Yisrael is going to go and is going to conquer all of the Bnei Sheis, all of the descendants of Sheis. Ki omnom chuas hokel hoasido, writes the Sforno, God's ultimate salvation tihiyeh will come to pass. Acharov shiflus Yisrael ha'hovim hayom begolusam. Klal Yisrael first have to hit rock bottom in Golus, but then after they've hit rock bottom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring about the greatest Yeshua, the greatest salvation for the Jewish people. Kmo she'amru zichronom livracha, as Chazal say, Sanhedrin Sariches Amud Aleph, Imro Isa Dor, Shitzoros Rabos Bos Olov Kenahar. If you see a generation that is being subjected to various sorrows, many, many sorrows, like a pouring river of water, chakelo, start waiting for Moshiach. Because you know that Moshiach is so much more likely to come in that generation where all of the sorrows have befallen Klal Yisrael. So the Pasuk, according to the Sforno, reads as follows. Yaakov Avinu, hang in there, you're a survivor. I'm going to destroy all the nations, but you're going to survive. You're going to survive the worst of times. Even when your descendants are trampled upon and spat upon and despised like the dust of the earth, after that, that's going to lead right in to your shooting up and spreading out and expanding all over the world, and you'll go from the lowliest of nations to the greatest of nations. That's the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is conveying to Yaakov Avinu with this dream of the Sulam. It looks like everyone else is going up, everyone else is ascending the ladder, but they're going to come down. And you, lowly Yaakov, you're going to shoot up to the very top after experiencing this time of lowliness, of shiflus. So that's the message, and that's consistent with the very name of Yaakov Avinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov the person, not just Yaakov the representative of Klal Yisrael, but Yaakov the person, B'nei Anochi Imoch, I'm going to be with you. Because if you think about it, this message, which is so relevant for Klal Yisrael, is also very personal for Yaakov Avinu at this particular juncture in his life. He's leaving Eretz Yisrael, he's going to be in an environment which is antithetical to everything that his parents' house and their values represented. He's going to be betachlis hashiflus. He's going to be crushed by Lavan and by his house. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam to Yaakov Avinu, v'nei anochi imoch, don't worry, I'm going to be with you. Ushmarticha b'chol asher teilech. And I'm going to guard you wherever you go. Writes the Svarno. I'm sorry, let's keep reading a little bit. Ki lo ezovcha. I'm not going to abandon you. Writes the Svarno on that pasuk. Zesha omarti shacharov hagolos tifros ku kol givul. V'lo tovad b'tzoros hagolos, as I just told you. That this is going to be the history of Klal Yisrael, despite all of the difficulties that you'll have as a nation in Galus. You're not going to be lost in the tzaras of Galus. Yiyem ipnei shibmei ha-Galus lo ezovcha. I'm not going to abandon you in the days of Galus. And ultimately, both you, Yaakov Avinu, on a personal level, as well as Klal Yisrael on a collective level, are going to be saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he has the dream, and he wakes up. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnoso, Yaakov Avinu woke from his sleep. Vayomer Ochein Yesh Hashem, Bamakom Hazev Anochi Lo Yodoti. Indeed, Hashem is in this place, and I didn't know. Writes the Svarno, Ein Sofek Shezeh Hamakom Muchon Lenevuah. Interesting idea. He says, obviously you see that this is a place that lends itself to nevuah, to prophecy, because I didn't actually prepare myself for prophecy. The implication of the Svarno is the following. There are at least two different ways you can reach prophecy. If you prepare yourself, you can receive prophecy anywhere. But there's certain types of places which lend themselves to prophecy. And even without preparing yourself, if you're in that place, the antenna is set up in such a way so that even if you're not fiddling with the dials and trying to receive prophecy, nonetheless, you're likely to receive it in such a place. And he writes, Ki onam yishtanu tchunos misham sheho'etzem asichli amisnabei, kefi yishtanu so'aretz v'ho'avir. We know, says the Svarno, that certain climates lend themselves to nevuah more so than other climates, and he quotes the famous statement from Chazal that avira de Eretz Yisrael machkim, the air of Eretz Yisrael makes a person wise. So the idea behind that, he says, is that certain places lend themselves to spirituality, to nevuah in a greater sense. This was obviously one of those places, says Yaakov Avinu. And again, as the Svarno goes on to say a few lines later, Ein Zeki im Beis Elokim, this is none other than the house of God, Mekom Beis HaMikdosh. This is the place of the future Beis HaMikdosh. So even though Vayifka Ba'amokom was interpreted by the Svarno a little bit differently than the Rashi, the idea that Yaakov Avinu has found himself in the Mekom HaMikdosh is an idea that the Svarno shares. Finally, I just want to finish off with an insight from the Svarno, which I think explains the pasuk in a very, very unique way, which the pasuk otherwise is very difficult to understand. So Yaakov Avinu vows, pasuk chaf, Vayidar Yaakov neder leimar, he vows saying, Im yel Elokim imadi, if Hashem will be with me, ushmarani baderech hazeh, and he guards me, he watches over me, b'shavdi b'shalom beis avi, and if he allows me to go back peacefully to the house of my father, v'hoyo Hashem li le'elokim. So then Hashem will be my God. And the simple pshat of the pasuk is a very, very disturbing pshat. Wait, Yaakov Avinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you do good things to me, you bring me back to my father's house, you give me what to eat, you give me clothing, so then, oh, I accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being my God. And if not, what, your commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is based on a tnai, it's a condition, you're making a deal with the Ribbono Shel Olam, V'hoy Hashem Lila Elokim, you'll be my God if, what's doing over here? That's certainly not the way a devout person would talk. So the Svarna has what I think is a very unique pshat. He says as follows: V'hoy Hashem Lila Elokim Pasuk Chof Aleph. If all of these things befall me, Oz Yihi Hashem L'dayon Im Lo Evdehu B'chol Kochi. I'm not saying that if all of these things happen, that I have expectations from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The opposite is true. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me all of these things and allows me to live, so I have an expectation of myself. I have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of my strength if He gives me all of these things. And says Yaakov Avinu, and I'm taking an oath now, that if I don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu after He gives me all these things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hold me accountable. How do you see that in the words? So Hashem is Midas HaRachamim, the attribute of mercy. Elokim is the Midas HaDin, the attribute of strict justice. Up until now, I've been serving Hashem, Yudke Vovke, the attribute of mercy. But if I don't follow through on what I should do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I take an oath, says Yaakov Avinu, V'hoyo Yudke Vovke Lilei Elokim. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu deal with me in strict justice, if I don't follow up, if I don't respond appropriately to all of the brachos, the blessings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bestow upon me. It's not Yaakov Avinu Chalila somehow making his service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu conditional. It's Yaakov Avinu saying, you know, I should be held accountable if I don't do the right thing in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, particularly when He's done so many wonderful things for me and bestowed upon me so many brachos. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu.